What can knowing God mean for you? Up to this point, we have taken progressive steps to find the answer to the question, who is God? We began by seeing in the Bible that His name is Jehovah and that His dominant quality is love. We also considered what He has done and what He will yet do for the benefit of His human creation. Though there is much more to learn about God, you might wonder what doing so can mean for you. Jehovah promises that if you search for Him, He will let Himself be found by you. 1 Chronicles 28:9. Imagine the precious gift that awaits you as you search and come to know God, a close friendship with Jehovah. Psalm 25:14. What can such a friendship mean for you? Genuine happiness. Jehovah is described as the happy God. 1 Timothy 1:11. Becoming close to Him and imitating His ways will bring you genuine happiness, which can benefit you emotionally, mentally, and physically. You will also be able to build a happy life by avoiding damaging lifestyles, cultivating healthful habits, and maintaining good relations with others. You will come to agree with what the psalmist said, "Drawing near to God is good for me." Psalm 73:28. Personal care and attention. Jehovah promised His servants, "I will give you advice with my eye upon you." Psalm 32:8. That means that Jehovah gives His servants personal attention and tailors His care to fit their individual needs. Once you have developed a proper relationship with Jehovah, you will find that He is always there for you. A grand future. In addition to offering you the key to a happy and satisfying life now, Jehovah God also opens to you a marvelous future. The Bible states, "This means everlasting life. They're coming to know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ." John 17:3. In these turbulent times, the hope that God offers can act like an anchor that keeps us sure and firm. Hebrews 6:19. These are but a few of the many important reasons to get to know God better and to develop a personal relationship with Him. You are welcome to talk with any one of Jehovah's Witnesses or visit jw.org for more helpful information. End of article.